Well, we've had a lot of coaching news around the High Plains radio listening area the last couple of months, and there are going to be a couple of new coaches at Hitchcock County. We have one of them right here in studio. No stranger to our airwaves at all, Mr. James Mockery, the new head basketball coach on the boys' side at Hitchcock County High School. Who would have thought this? Who saw this coming?
Not even me.
But you're looking, of course, you're still at the YMCA for another month or two. I think you said the end of July.
Yep.
And have enjoyed the heck out of that, I'm
absolutely
sure.
Yes. Absolutely. It's been phenomenal to work under Mitch and get to learn all of the business aspects of running sports leagues and dealing with coaches and that kind of aspect. So, yeah.
But you went to school in education to get a degree there, and now you're going to be moving over to Hitchcock County once again for a teacher and coach.
So I actually did not get my teaching certificate.
Okay.
But I have two business degrees in business administration and sports management. Uh-huh. So I'll go over to Hitchcock and teach business, business and information technology. But, I mean, there's plenty of experience in the basketball world. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've been playing since I was five. Mm-hmm. I coached a couple of AAU teams in college. Mm-hmm. Even though I was a college baseball player, I still coached basketball teams.
Yeah.
And I help out with camps wherever I can. Mm-hmm. So,
James and I were talking before we start taping this of his summer because he's still a baseball coach with the juniors here for Central Bank Juniors McCook Legion for the summertime, along with the high school basketball. I said, you sleep when you can because you're going to be out of every night of the week, it seems like.
That is for sure. That is definitely what's going to happen.
Yeah, but he's young. You know, it's he could keep going.
Well, and not only that, but I also get married this summer, too.
Oh, my gosh. So, I think you told me that, but I forgot about that.
There's a lot going on this summer, which honestly, I love. I love being on the go 24/7.
Uh-huh.
So I'm super, super excited. I'm excited to get to work with the boys. They're a lot of good kids. So that's the biggest thing is I'd rather deal with a bunch of good kids. Uh-huh. So I'm really excited.
Have you had a chance to be over there meet some of the kids already?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, luckily one of them is I coach in baseball.
Uh-huh.
So I've gotten to know him pretty well because of baseball. But I mean, they're... I've had my meeting with them, got to know them a little bit. So,
Yeah, because gosh, the end of school is just a couple of weeks away, and then summertime, and then get a ball in your hands, get in that gym, huh?
Exactly. That and Clive and I are going to work a lot together about open gyms and that kind of stuff. Just with how busy the summer is, I can't make every open gym, but that's the name of the game. So, I'll run some open gyms for him. He'll run some open gyms for me. We'll tag team it, figure it out.
Yeah. Coach Brown is the new girls basketball coach. Coach Tina's, of course, he retired. He and Coach Wagner both retired, so need a new coach is there. Who's going to help you out in basketball?
That one we're trying to figure out still. There's a couple of candidates that we're seriously talking to, but we haven't kind of nailed it on the head yet.
So. Are you still going to live in McCook?
Yes.
Just commute back and forth?
Yep.
Very good.
We just bought our house in July, so there's absolutely no reason to try and sell that and move into Culbertson or Trenton. So we'll commute every day, which it's not that big of a deal.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a terrible drive.
Well, cool. That's neat. You get a chance to be in the RPAC conference. We know how those Hitchcock County boys, very competitive bunch over there from year in and year out.
Yeah. I mean, last year they were just in the RPAC championship game. So, I mean, I'm super excited to get to work with them just because they are a bunch of competitive kids and they want to win, but they also understand there's more than just winning. So that's the biggest thing that I'm excited about.
I got James in the studio, so I know we were talking baseball earlier a little bit, but you're excited. You're already on the field with your first Central Bank Juniors, and that season opener will be here before you know it.
Yeah, May 18th. Uh-huh. We travel to Curtis. So we'll play, and once May 18th rolls around, we play almost every other day. I mean, it's just a busy time.
Talk about you got 14 kids out. You feel like it all starts pitching, of course. You feel like you got some pretty good arms this year.
Yeah, I feel like we have what it takes to at least compete at the district tournament. Luckily, we host, like I said before, so it won't be too unfamiliar for the kids to go to a different mound and try and throw off of that. So we're a little inexperienced, but I think we have the talent to make up for that. So,
and of course, everyday players. So once again, you feel like this could be a good offensive lineman.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
This year.
Oh yeah. I feel like a lot of our defensive pieces are interchangeable.
Mm-hmm.
So if like we're going to have kids that are playing multiple positions, so that way we can keep the same lineup intact, which is always a huge bonus when it comes to creating a lineup. So, yeah, I mean, offensive wise, I think we're gonna put the ball in play. That's for sure. And I mean, you put the ball in play, defense makes mistakes, especially at this level. So, I think we'll compete.
So this juniors team, is it a lot of those kids? Did they from last year's team move up, or you got a bunch of kids that stayed and some additional junior Bs? A little mixture this year.
Yeah. I mean, we only had a couple kids from that juniors team last year that made the made the state tournament. But and so the rest of them pretty much played junior Bs last summer. There's a couple eighth graders that just have a year of junior Bs under their belt. There's a couple, the rest of them are freshmen that have a couple years of junior Bs under their belt. So it's still going to be a little transition for them, just because it's a higher higher paced baseball than what they're used to. But I think they'll handle the transition just fine.
Super. Well, baseball season first, and then basketball right there.
Exactly.
And get those kids on the court, get some camps, leagues. I know you've met with everybody over at Hitchcock County. Coach Rath, of course, athletic director, and welcome with open arms.
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah. So far, so good.
That's it. That's terrific. You bet, because that summer flies.
Yes.
As you all know, flies by, and you're to fall and start a school before you know it.
Exactly. So it's time just flies way too fast in the summer. To be completely honest with you.
Wait till you get our age, James, and it really will go even faster for you, guaranteed.
Yeah.
Well, congrats on the new coaching gig.
Thank you.
And I know we'll be talking during the summertime about a lot of, hopefully, a very successful juniors baseball team that's hosting the district tournament this year. Coming up in, that would be?
The first weekend of July.
July, yeah. You betcha.
July 10th.
Yeah.
That's the first day of districts. It's July 10th.
Super.
So.
Super. Yeah. What about the future of Allegiant Baseball with the new sports complex? Are you kind of excited about that?
I'm super excited. Uh-huh. I think, personally, the Allegiant program, the juniors program, I can tell you right now, will be taking full advantage of it, trying to get more tournaments, more teams just to travel west. Because like right now, it's a huge issue. Like I was in York, and I was really close with their Allegiant coach. And he finally looked at me and said, they're not coming this way because we have a terrible field. Well, they started building the new complex, and he was like, oh, I actually do want to come out and see how nice this thing is going to be. So we're definitely, Connor and I will be working together, putting on some tournaments out here, and just trying to get those York, Aurora, Seward, like all of those teams, get them moving, playing some teams out west and seeing, oh, there's actually good baseball out here.
That's great to hear.
So
won't happen this summer because it's the complex, as people know, not going to be really open until the fall.
No.
But the next summer after that's going to be kind of a big one.
Yep. It's going to be. It should. I think economically, it's going to explode this summer, the next summer. Just with, I mean, there's going to be more tournaments than we've ever had out here. I mean, there's already some like prep baseball organizations that host tournaments in random cities, and they've chosen Maquoketa as a location in the future.
That's terrific.
So I mean, there's just gonna be, and there might not even be any Maquoketa teams playing in those tournaments. Like they're just gonna put on tournaments in our town, which should actually help everybody else.
Oh, without a doubt, yeah. So, motels, food establishments, everybody. Yeah.
So like it's gonna be huge for this upcoming summer. So
you betcha. Thanks for coming by this
morning. Yeah, of course.